V'yomer shlotzer abakon bar gla ketana ein lachatzer ve'ein la arba amos. Right, ketana doesn't have kinyan chatzer, doesn't have kinyan arba amos. We pointed out that no matter which side of the lundus you take, the takana of arba amos is modeled somewhat of kinyan chatzer. So the assumption is that v'rabbanim were mitakin arba amos whenever there's chatzer, and they weren't mitakin arba amos when there's not chatzer. And the real machlok is about chatzer. So Rish Lakish says the ketana doesn't have a kinyan chatzer. V'rav Yochanan, Mishum Rav Yane, Amar Yesh Lachaz V'Yesh L'Arba Amos, Mai Kim Yipalgi, What's Their Machlokas, Mar Sabar Chaz V'Shim Yadash Rabbi, Ki Heich Di Isla Yad, Chatzar Nami Isla, Mar Sabar Chaz V'Shim Shlikas Rabbi, Ki Heich Di Shlikas Lesla, Chatzar Nami Lesla. So the, the Machlokas is a Chakira that's going to take us through the top of Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph, or really maybe the middle of the Beis Amud Aleph, the Chakira of Chatzar Mishum. It sounds like a risk of Chakira, but it's a Mefurish, a blot and a half Gemara. Chatzar Mishum Yad or Chatzar Mishum Shlichus. Meaning, is the Chatzar considered part of me and that's why I'm coming with my Chatzar? Or is the Chatzar considered a separate entity? But just like Shlichus, even a separate entity can be Kona and it will go to me. And Rabbi Yochanan says it's Yad, and just like Ketana has a Yad, she's Chatzar. Umar says, "Chatzar Shlichus, Rabbi Yochanan Shlichus Lesla, Chatzar Nami Lesla." Just like no Shlichus for a Katan or a Ketana, so therefore Chatzar can't work. A Katan and a Ketana, someone else can't be Kona for them. Okay, we'll come back to that. The Gemara then gets into a discussion of proving, forget about Katan and Ketana, whether Chatzar Mishum Yad or Mishum Shlichus, based on a Raya from Shlichus Dvar Avera. This is one of probably the second most central sugyan shas about shlichus lid varavera. The Gemara says, "Me ika manur mishchat mishum shlichus rabbi v'atanya biyado. Ain the ele yado gagav chatzis v'arpi fominayin and tamalumim batzis v'atzim kol makom." So, simple shot is you have to steal with your hands. How do we know you can steal with your chatzer? Meaning, even if you don't touch the animal at all, I just, get the animal to walk into my chatzar, or your animal walks into my chatzar, and I slam the door on it, and I steal it. How do we know that I'm chayav kefel? So what that shows is that I can do a maisa gneva through kenyan chatzar. So this proves that chatzar must be yad and not shlichus, because you can't have shlichus for dvar avera. So we have two answers to this, Ravina and Rav Sama. Let's first read through quickly. Amar Ravina Hechad Rinin Shlichus V'Arveiru Shlichus V'Arveiru V'Chatzar La B'Chiyuvahu Mechayiv Sholcho. When do you say Shlichus V'Arveiru when the Shliach is a Bar-Chiyuvah? Chatzar is obviously not a Bar-Chiyuvah. It's not a person. And therefore, the Mishaleach, meaning the owner, can be Chayiv. El Miyathimor, so Omer L'Ishva Evet Tzu Ginvuli D'Lav D'Chiyuvah N'Hachin Nami Mechayiv Sholchon. So if you tell a married woman or an Evet Kanani, go steal for me, then you're telling me the Mishaleach is Chayev because they're not a Bar Chiyuva, because they don't have to pay. Amar, Ish and Eved b'nei Chiyuva ninu v'hashta mia les lehu l'shlumi. No, Ish and Eved are Bar Chiyuva, they just don't have any money to pay. That's just a problem, a technical problem. But fundamentally, a married woman and an Eved Kanani are Chayev to pay for Geneva. It's not, it's before Shmesh and Sgarsha, Ish and Shtachar Eved Chayev l'shalom, that as soon as a woman gets divorced or the Eved is freed, then they have to pay, because it's fundamentally chiyuv, they just happen to not have money technically. That's Ravina's answer. Rav Sam, Amar Heichem Rinin Shlichus V'Arveiru Heichi, Dibay Avid Bivay Loa. When we say Shlichus V'Arveiru, when the Shliach has free will. Havel Chatzah D'Bal Korachim Mosul. Mechayiv Shalchol, but Chatzah that has no free will, and whatever goes into it against its will. Then there is Shlichus V'Arveiru. My benayu, that's an afghan from Ravina Rav Sama, Ika benayu, Kohen to Amrali, the Shroff, save the Kaddish, the Isha Kusha, Inami, Isha Malisha, Akvili Khatan. Nafkamina is what if you have a Shliach who has free will, but is not a Bar Chiyuva, like a Kohen tells Yisrael to go from Kaddish Grusha for him, and Yisrael is not a Bar Chiyuva on Grusha, or a man tells a woman to go shave the payas off a boy, and the woman's not a Bar Chiyuva, but of course they have free will. So Lahatli Shadamar Hechli Bar Yavi Bar Yavi Bar Lomachai Shol. According to Rav Sama, since the Shliach has free will, Ein Shliach Bar Avera, and the Mishaleach is Pater.
But according to the Rav Sama, according to Ravinos, it depends if the Shlech is Bar here the Shlech is not a Bar Chiyuva,
so Yesh Shlech is Bar Avera, and the Mishaleach is Chayiv. Okay. Not totally straightforward, but we can understand the Shach V'Tar. Ravina and Rav Sama here seem to have some sort of very, very important machlokes about the boundaries of Ein Shlech L'Var Aveira. Does it depend on whether the Shlech is Bar Chiyuva or not? Or does it basically apply to any Shlech who has free will? I mean, what's the only Shlech who doesn't have free will? A Chatzar. Basically, maybe it applies to every Shlech except for a Chatzar. I know Tosa says others. And Mika Yosef, etc. We will come to that. Now, what are they arguing about? Should Ein Shlech L'Var Aveira be across the board, or only when the Shliach is Bar Chiyuva? What do you think? What?
Across the board.
Across the board, Ein Shlech L'Var Aveira. Why? But if the Shliach is not a Bar Chiyuva, then what, there's no Divrei Rav. The Rav never told him anything. What is the woman? The Rav never told the woman not to shave off the pace. Aha. Okay. So, what Chaim is saying is that, look, the principle is Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud, Divrei Rishonim, and Rav Sama makes sense because either way it's an Aveira. Whether it's Barchi or not, it's an Aveira because of Lifnei Iver. Whose sheet is that in the Rishonim? Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz. Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz. Right? That's Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz, Shita. But he says basically, Rav Sama says everyone's a Bar Chiyuva because they all violate Lifnei Iver. Okay, that's one way to explain Rav Sama. Rav Sama, what's wrong with the Shliach if he's not a Bar Chiyuva? He's violating Lifnei Iver. What's the other way to explain Rav Sama? How do the other Rishonim explain Rav Sama? What's wrong with Shliach the Bar Aveira if the Shliach is not a Bar Chiyuva? So one answer is, the Shliach is always a Bar Chiyuva. He's a Bar Chiyuva of Lifnei Iver. You know, what's the difference? Which Divrei Rav is? Bar Chiyuva of Lifnei Iver. What's the other way to explain Rav Sama?
The Shliach is actually
higher
than that Aveira. The Shliach is not a good.
The Mishaleach. It's an Aveira for the Mishaleach. Right? And Rav Sama cares whether or not it's an Aveira for the Mishaleach, not for the Shliach. If you care whether or not it's an Aveira for the Mishaleach, then what does that have to do with Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud, Divrei Rishonim? Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud, Divrei Rishonim is going on the Shliach.
Okay, but that's a nice idea. The real thing is Gersa Gosa.
Exactly. That is what the Ritva seems to explain pretty clearly, and many Rishonim and Achronim explain that it could be there's a fundamental machlokas between Ravina and Rav Sama. So we have two ways to analyze the machlokas between Ravina and Rav Sama. Either Ravina says, we look at Averas HaShliach. We look at the Avera of the Shliach. Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud, Divrei Rishonim. Should the Shliach have listened or not? Right? And Lav Bar Chiyuva is not an Avera. Rav Sama, we have two ways of understanding. The Tosfos Beinu Peretz says that he agrees B'Ikaron. Of course, we look at Averis HaShliach, but Lav Bar Chiyuva is an Avera of Lifnei Iver. Or we could take the Ritva and other Mefarshim, say no. Rav Sama's not worried about Bar Chiyuva here. That's not the point of Rav Sama. The point of Rav Sama here is that we look at Averas HaMishaleach. And obviously, in Old Tamina case, it's an Avera for the Mishaleach. The Kohen's sending someone to marry Grusha. He's not supposed to marry Grusha. You know, the man is sending someone to shave the payas of a katan. A man is not allowed to shave payas of a katan. Josh.
The Ritva and all those explained the other Gemara to say, you know, the first thing is an idea, and then there's also these articles. Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz never explained why he doesn't accept the Xerat HaKasuv source. Meaning, if you accept the Xerat HaKasuv source...
Hold that thought. Yes.
At the end of Tosfot Mem Peres, doesn't he seem to say something like that, that why does the Gemara use a case of a Yisrael, not a coin? Because a coin is over on an Yisrael itself by the Kaddish.
Right.
So is that another shot in saying that there actually is the Yisrael of...
Wait. That's explaining Ravina. And explaining Rav Sama, I think he says pretty clearly. It's because of the Neiver. Rav Sama says even Yisrael.
I disagree on the history of what the history of.
Yeah, we'll come back to that in a moment. And basically, what have we sort of teased out of this Gemara? What does Rashi say? What's the interesting Rashi here? Anyone, which is the interesting Rashi?
Well, Rashi's
okay, which is the most interesting Rashi? You're right. Actually, I'm not sure. But certainly many Rashis are interesting. Rashis are more interesting than you might think at first glance. What's the most interesting Rashi here?
What is the principle of each of our Vera? The Shliach shouldn't have listened, right? This is in the modern Western world, this is what we call the Nuremberg trials, right? They put all these guys in the stand. They said, why did you do these terrible crimes? They said, we're just following orders. It wasn't my idea, right? And they paskin. No, what do you mean just following orders? Not an excuse. You shouldn't have followed the orders if they were, you know, if they were unethical, immoral orders. Likewise, the Rif in Kiddushin, sorry, I didn't bring a big Kiddushin, the Rif in Kiddushin, second parak, and larger, so you mentioned Shlichus Varavera. It says, Ain Shlichus Varavera, because we say Divrei Rabbi Divrei Talmud, Divrei Mi Shomen. And that's what the Gemara opens with in Kiddushin. The Gemara says, the main principle, if anyone's ever learned the second parak of Kiddushin, is the Machadish, a cloud there, that's called Shlichus, Shlichus Ladin Gamoso. So they ask, if Shlichus Ladin Gamoso, then even if I send someone to burn your house down, I should be chayiv, because Shluchos Olam Kamoso, but that's against the mission of Bava Kama. Say, no, Shani Hassan, it says here, in, one second, oops, sorry, wrong page, Mem Beis and Beis, yeah, Shani Hassan, Mei Shluchos Olam Kamoso, Darmina, Divri Rabbi Divri Tama, Divri Mishomen, that's Rashi, that's the Rif, that's the Gemara in Kiddushin. Divrav Divri Shomin, meaning the principle in Shlichus of Aveira is about the Aveira of the Shliach. The Shliach shouldn't have, listened. However, what's the other tzad? So that's the Rif from Mefurish here and in Kiddushin. The Gemara says, really? There's a klal of Divrav Divri Talmud, Divri Mishomin, in Shlichus of Aveira. Then what about the, Raisa that says that it really should be a Mishnah. That's the Raisa Yirsa. Yeah, that if send a shliach to do meila, then the Baal Bayis is chayiv a korban meila. What happened to the shliach of Aravera?
That's a super special lima.
So the Gemara says, ah, meila has a zera that has a special zera. Shav a special lima that they're shlichus. Ah, the neilaf minas. So why don't we learn from meila that yesh shlichus to Aravera? Meaning, there's no pasuk in Yishlichus Varavera, there's one pasuk in Yishlichus Varavera. Let's learn the Yishlichus Varavera. So we start with Divrei Shomen. Then we go to, we have a mocker for Shlichus Varavera, right? Start with a Svara, Divrei Harav, Vechuli. The next step is, we have a mocker. Shiye Shlichus, Mi'ila. So then what we have to find is a Xeris HaKasov. Let's even say. A Xeris HaKasov that goes back and says there's no Shlichus. So what do we say? There are two choices. Either we say the Xeris HaKasov, there's no Shlichus Varavera, is the principle of Shnei Ksuvim Bam Ka'achan Imu Lamdin. Or if that doesn't work, because the Gemara says a little later, what about Lamandon or Lamdin? They say, Goli Rechman Mishutei Chot. Hahu velo sholcho. Okay. The Nechrasa ishahu, which teaches you in kolatarakula hahu velo shoko. So then we go back to a zeres hakasov she'en shlichos, right? Which is there are various deos. So the this gemara brings up an obvious hakira. We started with the svara, we ended up with a gzeres hakasov. Right? So, what are the two ways to read this gemara? One way is we started with the svara, ended up with the gzeres hakasov. What's the other way to read the gemara? That's what Josh just said. What are the gzeres hakasov? Well, you don't believe in what it says in the gemara. You only learn the first line of the gemara, but you're a, I don't know.
Don't we normally accept them on the understanding of an angle out here?
Oh, and if so?
So then we go with the initial
svara. Okay, what Chaim trying to say more generally? What Chaim's trying to say more generally is there are two ways. One derech is limaskana, it's a gzeres hakasov. That I have a meaning until we knew maskana gzeres hakasov. The other derech is no. The gzeres hakasov takes away the attack on the svara, right? It just rescues the svara. The svara was under attack from Me'ila, so the Xeris Akasov took away the attack from Me'ila and brought us back to where we started with the svara.
No, but then the Xeris Akasov still is there and overpowers. I mean, then that's basically the Ritva who says that the Xeris Akasov is also a reason in addition to the svara, but both of them need to be considered. You can't.
No,
really
maybe
one
the Xeris Akasov is just teaching us that it's a valid svara. It's a valid svara. Ah, but we had a tine against the svara from Me'ila. So the Xeris Akasov teaches us don't learn against the svara from Me'ila. The svara is still okay.
So you have Xeris Akasov. You have Xeris Akasov that's only coming to prevent an attack on a svara.
We normally exactly. Say that.
Is there any other case like that? Normally, the Xeris Akasov is the stronger of the presented arguments. That's why you can always argue this argument.
We have to go through Shas. What Chaim is suggesting, this is the big debate that the Note of Yehuda has in Ayin Test, Ayin Ches and Hey, in that very, very long whole book, Yilo Vayin Shlech Narveira, between him and his Mechutin. Chaim's suggesting it might depend on which day in the Gemara you take. What do you mean by that?
If you hold by
okay, right. It may be you could. Okay, very good. You could say, or could be machlokas. Between the two answers in Kiddushin. If you say it's from Shnei Ksuvim Ein Melamdim, if you say it's from Shnei, this is what the Note of Yehuda's Mechutin says, then it's an Ayin Ches Note of Yehuda. If you say it's from Shnei Ksuvim Ein Melamdim, what does it mean? Shnei Ksuvim Ein Melamdim means you don't, it's like a negative Xeris Akasov, don't ruin what we thought until now. Right? If you say it's from Hahu velo sholcho, then, no, that's an independent Xeris Akasov, which has nothing to do with the svara. This is exactly what the Note of Yehuda's Mechutin said to him. He says, it's gufa this hakira is a machlokas between two answers in Kiddushin, but no one else seems to agree to that. You could say against the Note of Yehuda himself says, no, the kuliyam is Xeris Akasov. This is a separate hakira. I don't want to get into this now, but there's a rule called Shnei Ksuvim Bam Ke'echad Ein Melamdin. Is the rule of Shnei Ksuvim Bam Ke'echad Ein Melamdin a negative rule? You can't learn anything and you go back to what you thought otherwise? Or is that a positive rule? You should learn the opposite as a chish. So the Note of Yehuda says, even Shnei Ksuvim Bam Ke'echad is a new Xeris Akasov. It's not just going back to where you were before. That's a fundamental hakira, which affects all of Shas. Every time you have Shnei Ksuvim Bam Ke'echad Ein Melamdin, is that just a non-limud and you go back to Svara? Or is that a lima that you have to melamin ha-hefech, mishnei ha-ksufa, v'yalma? Okay, so not everyone agrees this. Note of Yehuda says, according to all days, it's a new Xeris Akasov. And it seems to be that, from Tosos and others, seem to assume, though it's hard to tell which day they paskin like, that according to all the days, it's just rescuing the Svara, but it could very well be that's machlokas between the two mentioned in Kedushin. This is not the Nodbi Huda's Shita, but his Mechutin Shita, who argues with him back and forth in those very long simanim in the Nodbi Huda. Ibn Ezer, he takes. Mechutno shel hanodbi Huda. He says it depends which of these two deus we paskin like, whether it's a gzeres hakasuv or a svara, but you don't have to agree. Yes. And just I'm sorry, a tiny point there. If it does depend, l'chor we paskin shnei ksuvim b'mam kechadim b'lamdim. So then we'd be on the svara side. So even if Josh is not willing to be molded in terms of hahu, yeah, he might be molded in terms of shnei ksuvim b'mam kechadim b'lamdim. That's just a b'lamdim. So you're back to svara, and we would paskin that way.
Can we see if he also holds by the Behara, but he understands that it's on the Mishaleach?
Okay, so first of all, that would be a big chiddush. And second of all, I don't think that's what he says. What does he say here? I put the Kedusha one here, at least. Shani Yaz Mishil Varavir, Tavrin 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 Tavrin. Time of Kamin Shukinala Rove, we're just giving a cute reason which is generally true. Miu Dina Doraisu Kilkama, but really, it's a din like later on, even when the reason doesn't apply. What he's saying is the Gemara is giving a cute drush. In the beginning of the sugya, they give a cute idea. And that cute idea is still generally a nice idea. But what he say, Dina Daraisa Afilu, he doesn't say, I'm giving a new shot in Divrei Rav. He says, it's a din even the less lie time. Even in case where Divrei Rav doesn't apply. You're trying to say Divrei Rav applies in a different way. Say no, even when Divrei Rav doesn't apply, I don't care. It's really a din daraisa, meaning gzeres hakasuv, right? It's really gzeres hakasuv and not a svara. The svara is just a cute drush in the beginning of the sugya. Now sometimes you ever see people do tamei mitzvos, right? Everyone has cute drushes on the tamei mitzvos. You open up first, whatever. And you ask them, well, how about this case and how about that case? And the other you say, you know what? Okay, maybe this is a nice idea, but lemais it's a din. Lemais it's a din. I want to come back to that in a moment. Ellie?
No, it's the same thing we have by the Chatzis Shir, no? It's about whether the Svar is Chazetz Rufay or...
Perhaps, right. Correct.
It's the same back and forth.
Yeah, you get this in a few places. The Gemara throws out a Svar. Is that Svar serious? Like, that's really what's behind it? Or no, that's a Havmina, that's like a nice idea, but in the end, it's a Xeris Akasov. The Rich might admit that if we only had this line, the Gemara would call it a Svar, but in the end, the Gemara, it's clear it's a Xeris Akasov.
Is it Pashuk within Tosfos and Parshas that Lifnei Iver is always an independent Isser of the Isser involved? Meaning when if somebody makes someone else be over on an Isser, the Lifnei Iver means he's over an entirely separate Isser, or it's somehow connected to the Isser that he's...
Okay, that's a big Fakira. We'll see if we have to get into that in a moment. Okay, this is all, you know, sort of by way of introducing us to our sugya. We have then all right. Moshe, you know what? I want to organize this board a little more. So if you could just snap this dhamma while Ellie talks.
Do you also get maybe arguing about like the mutual neighbor?
You can, but let's come back to that in a moment. Okay. Ein shliach lidvar avera. What's the nature of this din? Ein shliach lidvar avera. One possibility is that it divrei rav v'chuli. It's a svara divrei rav. Oh, why do you need gzeres hakasuv? You need gzeres hakasuv to rescue the svara from the attack of Meila, in which case it's a din in the Averas Hashliach, or say it's a Gzeres HaKosov, and if it's a Gzeres HaKosov, then even the Gzeres HaKosov could have to do with the Averas Hashliach, right? And there is going to be one very, very minority there, like that Gzeres HaKosov. Also, it didn't in the Averis HaShliach, but The mainstream understanding is that if it's Xeris HaKasav, then it's a din in the Averas HaMishaleach. You can't have Shlichus to do your Avera for you. It's a din. You can't send a Shliach to do an Avera, to do what is for you an Avera. You can do an Avera yourself. I mean, you shouldn't. But you can. But you can't send a Shliach to do an Avera. And what might be the nafgamina of this Chakira? What might be the nafgamina of this Chakira? Nafgamina might be Machlokes, Ravina, Rav Sama, right? What's Ravina saying? What Ravina is saying makes perfect sense. He says, what does Rashi bring up Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud? He actually brings up and explaining Ravina. He never explicitly says what he thinks of Rav Sama, right? Ravina says Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud. Divrei Mi, says Baruch Yuva. He says, what is he saying? If Shliach's not Baruch Yuva, there is Shlichus. Why? Because there's no Divrei Rav. Why shouldn't he have listened to you? Ma Baya, why shouldn't he have listened to you? Right? Rav Sama, on the other hand, right? One way of reading the Machlokes of Ravina, Rav Sama, who reads the Machlokes of Ravina? And 1 second. Rav Sama, Lefi, he says that we don't care if Shliach is Baruch Yuva because it's a Gzeiras HaKasav that Ein Shlichus Lidvar Aveira Shel HaMishaleach. As long as Mishaleach is doing an Aveira, Gzeiras HaKasav Ein Shlichus Lidvar Aveira. That would seem to be the simple pshat in Ravina and Rav Sama, except for the Tosfos of Beinu Peretz. The Tosfos of Beinu Peretz says, the Tosfos Beinu Peretz says that he really agrees with Ravina, but everyone is a Baruch Yuva because of Lifnei Iver. So the Tosfos Beinu Peretz tried to rescue everyone for Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud, Divrei Mishomer. Everyone's about the Aver of the Shliach. Ravina says the Shliach is not a Baruch Yuva, there's no Divrei Rav. And Rav Sama says it's always Divrei Rav, you never heard of Lifnei Iver. But the Rif and others say no. This is Gufa the Machlokes. Ravina's a Divrei Rav fan. He says that it depends on the Shliach doing an Aver because he shouldn't have listened. And Rav Sama says it doesn't matter whether the Shliach should have listened or not. Be'ikaron, there's a Xeris HaKasav, that there's no Shlichus le Dvar Avera. Okay, before we get into some of the other details, what would be another nafgamina of this Chakira? Whether it's a din in Divrei Rav, the Avera of the Shliach, or in just Xeris HaKasav that you can't send a Shliach on anything that's an Avera.
I don't see why Rav Sama is not Divrei. It seems Rav Sama is not Divrei Rav than Ravina.
Because?
Because of free will. I mean, that's the whole idea, isn't it?
Well, but hold on. But if it's not an Avera for you, who cares if you have free will? If I send you to do something that's mutter for you, then even if you have free will, there's no Divrei Rav. Right?
Oh, if Yisrael is Dafka here.
I'm not convinced of that. Let's come back to that. Well, what's the most famous machlokas about Angel of Levar Vera? What if? No. What about Shogeg? Right? What if the Shliach
thinks it's okay. Not only what the shliach thinks it's okay, what if the shliach even legitimately thinks it's okay? Right? Here's a great example. Right? What's a great example? A me'ila. That's Tosa's kasha by me'ila, right? The Gemara says me'ila. What do you mean me'ila? Shogi. The shliach thinks it's okay, right? Or the modern day example, right? Says the Chazon Ish.
Heter Mechira.
Says the Chazon Ish, right? Anyone know what's the Chazon Ish's problem with Heter Mechira? He says there's a law of losachanim to sell land to a guy. Right? Heter Mechira only works if you sell land to a guy. Chazon Ish holds there's a law of losachanim to sell land to a guy. I mean, not pasha. Pshat until you make it more complicated, right? It says so in Gemara. In Israel, of course. So therefore, it's an Aveira. Okay, you'll say, who cares? Whatever, it's on Sion, you did another Aveira, Shkayach. That has nothing to do with whether you can eat the fruits in the supermarket or not, right? But he says, no. He says, but no one sells the, I think nowadays they actually changed it and made everyone sell their field themselves to get around this Chazon Ish. But then, like in the previous Shemitah. But no one sells the field themselves. It's like comics, right? You appoint the Rabbanut, you're Shliach. So you're appointing the Rabbanut to do an Aveira. Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira. And so it's not the proper sale. Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira. That's the Chazon Ish Taina. The Chazon Ish's main problem with Mechira is that there's no Mechira. Maybe there would be a Heter if there was. But if it was a Mechira, it might be a Heter. But there's no Mechira. So, what do the other postmen say back to him? They say, first of all, you're wrong. It's not Lo Sechanim. And they say, even if it is Lo Sechanim, what do you mean Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud, Divrei Mishomen? Right? Whoever's doing the Heter Mechira is obviously following Rav Kook and Rav Yisrael Chanan and v'chuli v'chuli, all the, you know, and the Yeshua Smalko and all the Gedolim who said you could do a Heter Mechira. So that's what their poskim tell them, right? If that's what their poskim tell them, then what do you mean they shouldn't have listened to, you shouldn't have listened to the farmer who told you to do the Lo Sechanim. You should have listened to Hashem. They're like, what do you mean? I was listening to my posek telling me the Das of Hashem. How am I supposed to know which posek to listen to? I listened to my posek. So, this is the classic taina. This is the machlokus. What if the shliach should have listened, right? What if the shliach should have listened because he was b'shogeg? This comes up. What's the main mucker for this? Rashi and Baba Kama. What does the Mishnah say in Baba Kama? The Mishnah says something very difficult in Baba Kama, the fine test near the end of Merubah. It says, it's a little unclear. The Gemara even has two days. But the question, what's the Maskana, what does the Maskana day mean? Nasno lebel chorus beno lebal chovo or le shomer chinam, shomer fashoan, lo seisachar vasocher. Right? If I give it to a shomer and he pulls the cow out of the owner's rishos, then in the owner's rishos, I'm potter. Once he does mashicha outside into the simta or picks it up, I'm chayef. Okay, what it's saying is that basically when the shomer does this kinyan, then there's a chiyuv. Now, what chiyuv happens? So Rashi says, what does it mean? Tosas quotes here. That what's the case according to Rashi? I'm a ganef, and I'm a clever ganef. Right? Everyone noticed that, like, whenever they, like, you go to all these prisons, like, whenever they arrest people from them in jail, they never arrest, like, the real criminals. They all arrest the, like, stupid, like, street thugs who the criminals get to do all their dirty work. Right? So, I'm a clever ganef. I say, but it's not like, I don't say, so you go steal from me. Then you'd be a ganef. I say, no. No sech is shomer chinam, no sech sacher, socher, bal chol, b'chor's beno. I say, can you watch my cow, shomer chinam? You want to borrow my cow? Right? Rent my cow, shomer sacher. I owe you money. I'll give you my cow for the debt or for pidyon haben. Where's my cow? My cow's right over there. Take the cow. So this guy comes and he takes the cow. And the Mishnah says that the ganef is chayev. The ganef is chayev when his shliach takes the cow. Why is the ganef chayev when the shliach takes the cow? So obviously because the shliach didn't know any better, right? There's no divrei around here. What do you mean? I told you to take my cow. Like, why shouldn't you... why shouldn't you take my cow? Right? So that is the psak of Rashi. What does Rashi sound like? Rashi sounds like Bishogeg. Shliach Shogeg. There is Shliach Levar Vera. That's what Tosu is. That's how the Tanya Moshe Mesu Yotsu Mesu Shosu Tosu Raslan Bari Lo Avin.
And what if Rashi is Lashonos, the main Lashon, the God of the Shomer, I have a shore based Tony, Kachenu Teo Lashomachino, right? I mean, I fool him into doing it. Chotzim Lashomer is just by the way, Schaif Haganif and Shiva Lashomer, but my, Tosa says. Why?
So, okay, but what's the Svar of Rashi? Is Rashi here good Lashitase or not? Is this a Lashitase Rashi or not? Because what did we quote from Rashi so far? Rashi's the one who says, Divrei Rav and Divrei HaTalmid, right? This is Rashi
and the Rif, as opposed to the famous
Ritva. This is Rashi and the Rif.
Rashi and the Rif say, Divrei Rav and Divrei HaTalmid, Divrei Mishomet. So Rashi, Lishitase, what about the Shliach, Shogeg, Omute, you know, I fooled him, or he made a mistake. So Rashi says, Yeshlichus, and Tosfos all over Shas agrees with him. Yeshlichus, the Levar Vayre, after all, there's no Divrei Rav, Divrei HaTalmid, Divrei Mishomet. Oh, how did that fit our Gemara? So you have to say, well, he's not a Bar Chiyuv because he doesn't know that he's doing anything wrong. How did that fit Rav Sama? So it says, no problem, since it's even fit Rav Sama, came in Sheinu Shomer Yedei Shum Ganav, how did he chutz about Korcho Mosebe? Since the Shomer doesn't know any better, he has no free will. He's like a chutzer. What do you mean he has no free will? He has no free will to decide whether or not to follow Divrei Rav or Divrei HaTalmid. But Tosfos says even Rav Sama holds it's a matter of Divrei Rav, Divrei HaTalmid, Divrei Mishomet. Even for Rav Sama, it's a matter of you shouldn't have listened. But if I fool someone, then they have no free will. Tosfos, afilu, according to Rav Sama, he thinks even Rav Sama agrees, he would probably go to Tosfos and Peretz say, what's the issue of free will? The issue of free will is you should know Divrei Rav not to violate the Mishnah either. But if you were fooled, then it's not. If you were fooled, then it's not your fault. Who disagrees with Tosfos about this? Who disagrees with Tosfos about the Shliach who was fooled or Shogeg? Well, what's the big kash on Tosfos? Me'ila, the Gemara brings the example of Me'ila in the Sugya of Shliach Levar Peira. And why? How do you know the Me'ila is B'shogeg? Because Me'ila, you only chayiv if it's B'shogeg. So that's the question Tosfos asks him on himself in Kiddushin, and Tosfos manages to come up with a technical answer. Tosfos says, Me'ila is Shogeg, but he says, it's impossible! Obviously the Shliach Levar Peira B'shogeg. Why? He says, Dol Shaykh Levar Peira B'shogeg, Tom, Divar Mishomet came from Shogeg, meaning, there's no Divrei Rav and Divrei HaTalmid. How should he have known better if he was a Shogeg? And then he brings a Raya from Rashi and Bava Kama, meaning it's not like Tosfos just, he came up with the Rashi and Bava Kama, he's theoretically discussing it. For Tosfos, it's Pashut that B'Shogeg Yeshlich Levar Veira, because he shouldn't have known better. It's all about Divrei Rav and Divrei HaTalmid and Divrei Mishomet, and he didn't know the Divrei Rav. There was no way he could have known the Divrei Rav. So, no problem. So Tosfos answers, all the Rishonim there have answers. So the Omari, the Hachamari field, the Nizgar Shliach. No, this case happens to be a case of the Shliach was amazed. Okay, then he has to work out the technical details, how there would still be enough for me if the Shliach was amazed. He makes it akin to this case, the Shliach was amazed.
The Shliach
was amazed. That's why they brought in Shliach Levar Veira. But in Echonami, Me'ilu was Shogeg, of course there's a Shliach. Even without the Pasuk.
Is the case of Me'ilu, like, is both the Shliach and the Shliach unaware?
He only cares about the Shliach. He doesn't care about the Mishleach.
No, because if the Mishleach knows, then he's actually being, but he's not doing the Mitzvah, so that's why it's
not going
to be an issue.
I mean, Divrei Rav about whether the Shliach should have listened. Whether the Mishleach is amazing or not makes no difference whether the Shliach should have listened, right?
No, see, but he'd help facilitate the Chilul of Hekdesh.
Helping facilitate Chilul of Hekdesh is not Me'ilah. I don't understand. If you want to be mechalal hektish, you want to steal the kruvin from the Beis HaMikdash, and you ask me, can you hold this ladder while I climb into the Kodesh Kodashim and steal it? So, now, I might be a very, very bad Jew, and, you know, I wouldn't want to have anything to do with myself after that, but I haven't done Me'ila.
Is that anything in a betting?
What?
Is that any concept of anything in a betting?
Yeah, that's called the Fne'iver, that's called Zil De'er Obre Aveira, but it's not Me'ila.
Why isn't that?
It's not Me'ila.
just the general person's whole story that because he's Shogeg, then he aimed at the Rav. But when we're saying a lot about not knowing something is an excuse. I mean, in general, Mr. Brewer says you have to know what Sabbath is. You can't just pretend to know.
Okay. So stitches with the So first of all, there's different levels of not knowing. There's a level of not knowing that is an excuse. There's a certain level of not knowing that is called anus. That's not called shogeg anymore, right? If two Adim tell me something's kosher and I eat it, that's not a shogeg. That is an anus. So there's certain levels that are an excuse, and then second answer we'll come back to in a moment. And my third answer to your question is that even if shogeg is not an excuse, meaning it's not okay to do something to shogeg, but okay, we'll come back to your point. That's a very good point. Okay, who argues on him? The Ritva and the Meiri in the Ritva right here. Both one in Kedushin. Here, what does the Ritva say here? The Ritva says here, Perish. Taiva Karmina Shukanal the Ritva that's on the Kroshi Shiny Hasan Ishla Varavir means the Ravir Shoman. Here's Taiva Karmina Shukanal Ro, which just usually there's that Tom. But Mio Din Doraisu, but it's an objective Xeris custom Din Doraisu. Tom Vila, who lets it Tom. Even the Tom doesn't apply, it doesn't make a difference. We don't care. Don't you show you go to that? Even in Shomi Ishla Varavir have nothing to do with the reason. Karmina Bamitsia, what's his proof that even in Shogeg, what's his proof that Ainshla Varavira? Because of our sugya, we must see to be other neighbor in the other galley will say, Rabbi Nayyat, Tabalor, Mount Simon, come on, Rakhina, my Inchlev, the Varvera. Right? They bring in Inchlev, the Varvera, as a Kashan Chotzer. Ubarkina, Kimrin, Inchlev, the Varvera, I'm going to say, Machiyuva, Pukichot, La Machiyuva, Inami, Kimrin, Inchlev, the Varvera, and by Inchlev, Avi, by Lovit, Mafukichot, Al Karcha, Abda, my Benayu, etc. But Avgad, the Shaykh, the member of the Dibber Rabbi, the Talmud, the Dibber, the Shalom, the Lamith, the Kufash, the Kaddish Gush, the Kosh, the Takif, the Ishakatan, the Lesson, the Takif. Right? He says, Rav Sama says, right, that even the Isha and even the Yisrael, ancient of the Maravera, even though there's no Dibber Rav, because they were never commanded not to do it. Okay. And don't say, he says, Ain Lipos Lomer, Dafka, Lamith, the Hakim, Prakha, Ekel of the Eber. Don't say it's because of the Eber. Because Mustama, this is a hate attempt, so it's no favor, like you could have done it anyway. So the Ritva says Mefurash, that Afilu Bishogeg Ein Shliach Lidvar Avera, right? Because of the Xeris and Kasav, so it has nothing to do with whether you should have listened or you, and nothing to do with whether you should have listened or you shouldn't have listened. He actually gives, the Ramban here, and the Ran, and then Muki Yosef and Baba Kama all agree with the Ritva. A little later in that sugya in Kiddusha, the Ritva says a second technical reason. Also, there's the Ritva and the Ramban. And okay, let's look at the Ramban and the Ran here, say the same thing as the Ritva. He throws in a technical reason also, which we're not going to get into. He says, you know what? Forget about Shlichus Dvar Avera. If the Shlichus was a shogeg, then why might there not be Shlichus?
He was in a Das.
Because he never had Das to become your Shliach, because you fooled him into it. If he had known, he wouldn't have wanted to be your Shliach. So he says it could be that we don't have to get into this lumdus. Forget about Xeris Hakasa, forget about Svara. It could be there's a different reason why Ancient Lith of Varavera was Shogeg. Sorry, why Ancient Lith of Varavera was Shogeg. Not to the Ancient Lith of Varavera. Just because Shlichus Betos is not Chal, because there's no Das Shlichus. That's based on the assumption that to be a Shliach, you need Das, just like to make a Kinyan, you need Das. So the truth is, yeah, if you make an assumption that you need Das to be a Shliach, then anytime I fooled you didn't know it was Usser, a Stam Jew wouldn't have agreed if he knew it was Usser, then you could say there's no Shlichus because of Mekachtos. Nothing to do with this. But, you know, but that's just the sort of second, that's the
second weapon in the Ritva's arsenal, whose main point is Xeris Gossip applies all the time.
That might be a support for the Nogdiv's approach to what Angel of Barbera doesn't do. Meaning, if the Ritva is saying, we don't even need to get into this because Shlichus isn't Chal anyways, then that seems to say that Angel of Barbera are the point that Shlichus isn't Chal, like the Nogdiv's.
No, but that could just be in this specific case because he's saying it's something else and not Shlichus Barbera. That doesn't prove what he would say if he was dealing with the Chal of Shlichus Barbera. So I don't think that's necessarily so shy. I want to point out there's also a lashon of shitul and nogla mean kedushin there. What does he say? He says, "Bitalta torah shlichus bedvar avera." Bitalta torah shlichus bedvar avera. That sounds like the same idea as the Ritva's gzeras hakasav, right? The shita lo noda lumi there in kedushin says, "Bitalta toras shlichus." Bidvaravera.
That definitely sounds like the...
Bitalvatar Shlichavera, there's just no Shlichavera. Who cares if he should have listened or he shouldn't have listened? However, and this is, Yeshaya though wants to say that maybe, or you could still say, even if it's a matter of Divrei Rav, you could still say Ein Shlichus, either because of Mekach Taos, which is what the Ritva adds, right? Meaning, not the Shlichus Varvera. The Ritva just says, even Rashi and Tosos should admit to me that there's no Shlichus if the Shlichus is a Shogeg, because he made a Taos, and LP Taos, this should be involved with Shlichus. Or, what sort did Yeshaya want to say? Yeshaya wanted to say, even if he's a Shogeg, there should still be no Shlichus because he should still follow the Divrei Rav. Shogeg's not an excuse for the Divrei Rav. If I say, well, what could I have done? What do you mean? I made a mistake. I thought it was okay. How could I have possibly listened to the Divrei Rav? What would any decent Baal Mussar answer me? You should have done a little more investigation. This is one Deya in the Me'iri in the Shach. The Me'iri in Kedusha says in his first Deya, he says, why would there be Shlichus Varveira? Why would we say Ein Shlichus even if you're Shogeg? Because he should have listened to the Divrei Rav. He should have been more Nizar. And the Meiri actually says, you know what? In a case like Me'ila, where I tell you to do Me'ila, and like you were, you know, you thought, I'm sorry, I tell you to take money and you thought it was regular money. So no, in those days, people had hektish money around. You should always have double checked to make sure it wasn't hektish money. Should have listened to the Divrei Rav to double check. And that's what the Shach says in his first day also. The Shach holds like the... Shach, second reason of the Shach, he says, is because it's Xeris Agassim. Who cares about the Rav, the Rav, Tom, the Rishon? It's Xeris Agassim, Ein Shlichus Varavera. That's what he really holds. But his first day that he says, which is also the first day of the Me'iri, or because there's still Divrei Harav, that you should have double checked. That is the first reason of the Me'iri in Kedushin and the Shach, right? This is also the Tos Agav also says because of the Xeris Hakasav. These are all the brackets there. But the Meiri said, the Meiri in his first day, and the Shach in his first day of explanation say, it could be that even if it was Divrei Rav, it would still apply to Shogeg, because even Shogeg is no excuse. As Yeshaya pointed out, what do you mean? It says in the Chumash of Shogeg, you have to bring a carbon. Why don't you say I have an excuse? The answer is, you don't have an excuse. You should have double checked.
Let's say you double checked.
And so I think what you have to say then is Enochanami. If he double checked and he was still fooled, then Yeshlichus.
Well, only once. Which way is
right? Okay, what you do is what you have to do is apply the normal halachic standards of Shogeg and Ones.
I'm just saying I assume if the Ganeth asked the Ganeth, okay, by the way, are you Ganeth? No, me.
No, maybe he should have thought, why is he telling me to take his cow to someone else's house? Why is he counting someone else's house? So he said,
Okay, so you shouldn't be such a tamim. Ah, but what if he checked it? He showed you certificates and documents and everything, and he was just very, very clever. Then taka, maybe yesh lichus.
You have to assume that the mashalech knows also. If the mashalech doesn't know the Kaddish, for example, if the mashalech itself doesn't know what he's really going to find out.
And a chadami, so maybe in that case. Maybe the truth is, in this first answer, the Shach and the Meiri, they might say it actually depends. If you could have double checked and found out the truth, then it's your fault. If you did double check and you still couldn't find out the truth, then maybe we would say Yeshlichus. Maybe it would depend how much of a Shogeg you were.
Even though we say Yeshlichus Barayera, does that mean that this Shliach is over the Avera? The Shogeg or whatever?
If Yeshlichus Barayera, that means the Shliach is over the Avera. Yeah.
Meaning it's not even the Torah's Onus.
Again, if he was known as, then he's not over anything. What can you do? But if he's a Shogeg, he's over an Avera B'Shogeg. You never heard of being over an Avera B'Shogeg?
No, I know. I'm saying.
What does the Rambam say in the beginning of his Tshuva? Anyone who was over any Avera, whether a Lav or an Asay, whether a Mazed or a B'Shogeg, needs to do Tshuva.
Right, no.
Okay. By your Shtika, I assume you're trying to say that the Ramban in the beginning of Vayikra also agrees to that. Great. Okay. I was misspoken about that myself. I want to say maybe a little bit of a crazy svara in the diuk in the. All right, just for one second, you'll see if you like the svara or not. The Meiri has two lashonos there. In the Meiri in Kiddushin, he likes the idea of divrei Rav, divrei Talmud, divrei Rishon.
Do I have a copy here in Kiddushin here?
What?
On the sheet.
Oh, the Meiri in Kiddushin on the sheet. Oh, great, excellent. Thank you. So I do. Ulayan beer, he says. Mia Roy Lishol. Hey, you know what? Let's start with the Shach then. Is the Shach also on the sheet? No, that's a different Shach. That's a different Shach. Let's see. Okay. The Ulayan beer says the Meiri. Mia Roy Lishol. How can they apply? Again, in the end, Meila has a special Gersh Akasa. He's just asking, like, in the original stage of the Shach Vataria, when they were bringing Meila. How is Meila relevant? Hechich was the name Angel of Varavir, should start Lamdim Zerashava. The only reason Angel of Varavir is Dirav Diratam Dimashoman, Meila ain't all the Shkaga, alone Shalach, alone Shalach. And it's only a Shkaga for everyone. So how could there be Angel of Varavir? Komokam Tirtsu, what's his first answer? Sheshigas Hektish Levitan Kami Ilahu. Shkaga on Hektish is like a Mazid. Nesha Hayelo Lizkar. Meaning this really isn't Shogi, it's really Mazid. The owner should have remembered that it was. I mean, it's still Divrei Rav. He should have double-checked and remembered.
Without a Shliach.
The Afl Shliach, but what are the Shliach? How could the Shliach have known? Teda for the owner to real Aveira, because he shouldn't have been so careless. He should have double-checked and thought in his mind. How about the Shliach? Like, where's the Divrei Rav for the Shliach? Isn't it obvious? How could he possibly have known? The answer is, Af Shliach Osam Azmanim, Shliach Moshalachim Shliach Biyadim. In the old days, when it was common, old days, I assume he doesn't mean the time of Shas. He means that the Mishnah is theoretically discussing the time of the Beis HaMikdash, right? In the old days, in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, when Hekdash money was common, Hayel Alakar, he should have double-checked and investigated and said, are you sure this isn't Hekdash money? So what's the first thing to me? He was saying, V'yesh HaNidnan Aveira, and it's still a slight Aveira. He's saying you can still apply Divrei Rav, you can have the longness of Rashi and Tosfos, and the Psak of the Ritva, because depending on the circumstances, because at least in some circumstances, a shogeg is also divrei rav, because you should have double checked. Tayelo lachkor. Again, he admits if it's a time when hech not shchiach, that would be different. But at least in common cases, you know, is theft shchiach? Theft is also shchiach. When you get involved in other people's houses, you should make sure you know whose money is whose. You know, Me'ila most hectors are shchiach. You should make sure to know which money it is. And likewise, a lot of other things. Oh, I didn't know it was usher. You should have learned halacha. No, it was usher. There's a divrei rav here. You should have thought about it. Okay. The lo'od, second answer. El sha'af b'chom makom sh'ashlich and shtovel arav l'aveira. Even in a case of the shliach really honestly doesn't think it's an aveira, where there's no divrei rav. Shivol lishlo kachim mechutz. Shliach shavar shem chulin. Like I tell you, shav kachim mechutz, and you think it's chulin. Which is, you know, which is an honest mistake. Chulin shame chulin balabais. Balabais become a potter. The balabais still potter, and the shliach is chayiv. We still say in shliach varavira. Why? Shem lo kein nasata dvarech l'shirim. Because if not, what does nasata dvarech l'shirim mean? Not lo plug. Now, lo plug is usually used for drabbanans. Now, sat the rechashir means you need a general rule or else it's going to be too hard to apply. So I think what the second answer the Meiri is saying, the Meiri is sticking with Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud, Divrei Mishomet. Think of the second answer the Meiri is saying, that even though Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud, Divrei Mishomet is the reason, when it comes to applying it, you have to have a general rule of Imkin Asat Rech L'Shirim. So you just have to say that it doesn't matter whether Rishogu amazed it. Go prove if he was Rishogu or amazed it. Go prove if he should have known or shouldn't have known, right? It's very hard to do that. So it could be, or maybe, because of low plug, which is the Maskana of the Meiri. Maybe it's only built off the first answer of the Meiri. Once you say sometimes you should have checked, you'll figure out when you should have checked. But in general, like, if I send you to do an Avera, I send you back to, the locksmith problem, et cetera, right? I call a locksmith to open up the lock and I pretend it's my house, it's really someone else's house, right? So go prove he should have known. If he shouldn't have known, I send you to take the cow. Go figure out whether you should have known, whether you shouldn't have known, whether you're a shogeg or amazed. It's very hard to figure these things out, right? So therefore, we make like a low plug of Divrei Rav. So even if in one case, the reason is still Divrei Rav. It's just a low plug that we don't look at each case whether you really should have known or not. We just make an assumption you should have known the Divrei Rav. According to this Meiri, you could say a wild chish. There's a famous chakira, which we're not getting into now at all. Anyone remember what the three exceptions to Ein Shlich L'Var Avera in Kiddushin are? Three Averas that there is Shlich L'Var Avera? Mi'ilah, Tvichu Mechira, and Shlichus Yad. Mi'ilah, Tvichu Mechira, and Shlichus Yad. So there's a big chakir in the Achronim, which the Nesivus on the Korshi touches on. What's the nature of that Gzeres HaKasav? Is it just Stam a Chumra Gzeres HaKasav? Is one approach. The other approach is that certainly this works better for Shlichus Yad and Tvichu Mechira. Mi'ilah is going to be a little trickier. Say that in those three things, it doesn't really matter if they're shlichos advar vira, because what's usher is to have a totsah that the thing I am watching has a shlichos yad in it, or to have a totsah that the thing I stole is tavoch machor, and maybe even have a totsah that my hektish is mechulal, and therefore it's not really xeris agasur shiyesh shlichos. It's a gzeres hakasav that you don't even need shlichus as long as this totsah occurs, I'm responsible. Okay, that's a classic hakira. Go back to the first side of the hakira. Gzeres hakasav shiyesh shlichus. Why is there gzeres hakasav shiyesh shlichus in these three things? So, that might not be a valid question. It might just be the chumra of these three things. But I thought maybe based on the Meiri, you could say a chidsh. What's unique about these three things? If really it depends if the shlichus should have known better. But we make a low plug. If we wouldn't make a low plug, we'd say look at every case. The Meiri says, low plug. You know what? In general, the shliach should know better than to steal. Low plug. Okay. What's unique about these three things? Me'ilah, shlichus yad, and tvichu mechira? Again, I'm not going with the first line of the Meiri. I'm going with the second line. Based on the
third party?
All these three things are, what am I telling someone to do? All three are the same. I'm telling someone to go utilize property that's in my house, right? Mi'ilah, there's something in my house. It's hektish. So I tell him to use it. He doesn't know it's hektish. Shlichus yad, it's in my house. I tell him to go use it to be cut. He doesn't know it's to be cut. Tvichu mechira, it's in my house. I tell him to go sheft it or sell it. He doesn't know it's stolen. He doesn't know it's stolen. In all these three cases, what do you think most of the time the shliach should have known or shouldn't have known? Maybe shouldn't have known. What do you mean, mos hektish mitsuyin? It could be that you could say, based on the Meiri, without most hektish mitsuyin, that maybe the reason there are three exceptions because every other avera in the Torah, usually he should have known the Divrei Rav, so low plug. These three averas, usually there's no way for him to know the Divrei Rav. What do you mean? Chazaka? Finish my sentence? Kol Masha Tachsiyodol Mariza Shalom, right? Remember, Tosos and Bezim and Aleph called it even an Anan Sadi? Right? It's an Anan Sadi that whatever's in my house is mine. How could I have known the Divrei Rav? Yeah, theoretically, could there be some case where I could have known? Yeah. But make the low plug the other way and say it's an Anan Sadi, how could he have known the Divrei Rav? It goes against the most basic principles of Dini Mamonos and the way the Shuk works. Right? Every time someone gives me something, I should suspect it's not theirs. It's either Gneva, Pekadon, or Hektish. So it could be that maybe you could explain these three exceptions in a new Mechudish way, which I haven't found a mucker for this explicitly, but if you hold the idea of low plug, then low plug of 610 mitzvot goes one way,
low plug of three mitzvos
goes, or low plug of 245 averus goes one way, low plug of three averus goes the other way, because in general he couldn't have known the divrei rav. Okay, that's a possibility.
What is the usage of Rashi of Kava?
Meaning?
We like how to understand that situation of.
Well, first of all, I don't know if he you don't have to interpret like Rashi. There are other pshatim in the Gemara there. So it could be there are other pshatim in the Gemara there, which would solve the problem. Meaning, another pshat in the Gemara is that there's no gneiv at all. It just means when is the shomer chayiv and shmira. So I'm not sure. Okay, what might be here it gets a little tricky. Anyone might have another nafgamina between whether it's about what the shliach should have listened, or whether it's about just ein shliach of arvera. So here we get into the very, very controversial Rabbah. Right, let's go to the Makor sheet. We read the Ritva, we're up to the Rabbah. Hagah, b'chol davar shlusha l'gmosa chosmi l'varavera, d'kaimalon ein shlusha l'varavera. Right? Shlusha l'gmosa, except for l'varavera. V'dap shlusha l'varavera, v'dap shlusha l'varavera, v'dap shlusha l'varavera, v'shliach, afilu d'varavera. That's only if he's a bar chiyuva. If he is not a bar chiyuva, then there's shliach afilu l'dvaravera. Okay. He's possibly like Ravina. Great, okay. This is a big machlokas had a paskin. The shach actually takes him on. Do we pass like Ravina or do we pass like Rav Sama? Who passes like Ravina? The Megiri here. And the Ramah. It will be not a coincidence that the Meiri in Kedushin was pretty committed to Divrei Rav approach, and the Ramah, we'll see in a moment, is utterly committed to the approach of Divrei Rav, Divrei Tam, Divrei Shulman. So it might make sense they pass like Ravina. Who passes like Rav Sama? So look in the Grazit. What does the Grazit tell us? Not before. What does the Grazit tell us? What's important about what the Grazit tells us? That Rav Sama, we have Rav Sama, right? Varaksa, Kami Dravina, Mishmei Dravchia, Bray Drav Avya. Which of those words are important? Okay, they're all, everything's important. What? Oh, is that? I apologize. I meant to go Yinashas. I apologize. Which of those two words are important for Psak? Kami Dravina. If Rav Sama said in front of Ravina, then what rule can we apply? Shtigigunda, right? Ravina didn't say anything back. Meaning, Ravina or Rav Sama, Ravina was sitting here, Rav Sama was sitting there, they said two opinions. If Rav Sama said in front of Ravina, Ravina didn't answer him back, then Rav Sama's the maskana. Right? This is what the Yukhi Yosef quotes from the Ran and the Yad Ramah, and that's why they paskin like Rav Sama, where this is in the old-fashioned riffs. It is on Hayim and Beis, in the end of the first one. Line in Halachan Kasavar Mazal, the Hilchna Kalisha Dor Sama Baraksa, the Chayman the Amar Kami Dor Ravina, Mishmei Dor Avi, Mishasik Ravina, Vakidla. Now he just said in front of Ravina. He said in Ravina in the name of either of Avya or the Yursa is Rafia, Braidor of Avya. Meaning, Ravina said something. Imagine two people of the same age, right? Ravina said something, right? We're sitting here. Someone told me, Shulman said X and Gutenberg said Y, then who do we follow? I don't know. Sorry, Ian. Good question, right? Someone tell me, Shulman was sitting there and said X. And Gutenberg said back to him, but what do you mean? But Rabbi Bednar said Y. Shulman didn't say anything back. And what do you mean? He's telling you, you're saying something, but I have someone from our Rebbeim, from the previous door, who said otherwise. So unless you have an answer for him, Rav Sama's the Maskanas. They said Rav Sama told Ravina in the name of, you know, a posek for the previous generation. And Ravina didn't answer, so he must pass like the Shasi Ravina, Shdi Goda, the Kibla, and he accepted Amal the Hajj, my Dava, Amri Yu. He must have retracted Hilkal of Ashkashli of Arabir, and Lakhab Shokal, the Chatzar, Rakhain Kosov, Haran Barzal. Right, the Ramah and the Ran and the Mukhe Yosef Paskin like Rav Sama, and the Shach takes on the Ramah in a few places and says, we for sure. Have to paskin like we for sure have to paskin like Sama. We for sure have to pass like Rav Sama. Which way does the riff here sound? Here, everyone knows Mung Tung Kiyosi, the riff. How did the riff pass? Hey, I'm a bass. Hey, I'm an olive fan with bass. How did the riff pass? Like Rav Sama or Levina? The Shach, and we'll get everyone to point this out. Raph, what did you find in the riff? Gidon, what did you find in the riff? Louder. What did you find in the riff?
Nothing.
What? Nothing. Right? You didn't find anything in the riff. That's the right answer. The riff doesn't say anything about Ravina and Rav Sama. Neither does the Rambam. The Rambam says ancient the Barbarian doesn't say anything about Ravina and Rav Sama. Okay, so if they don't say anything, then how do they paskin? Like Ravina or Rav Sama?
I don't think they're mutually exclusive.
What?
They might not be mutually exclusive.
They might not. The Rif has a line like that, although we're not exactly sure what he means by that. If you pass like Ravina, should you say nothing? If you pass like Ravina, what are you saying? A barchi, you may yishlech v'aravera. But an isha, and a Yisrael, in some cases, yishlech v'aravera. So, you think it's worth saying anything? Or not?
It is.
What are you pass like Ravina, Rav Sama? Free will, yishlech v'aravera. But an inanimate object, yishlech v'aravera. What's an inanimate object?
Chatzar.
So, people ain't shlech v'aravera, chatzar ye shlech v'aravera. Do you think you have to say something? What? Not necessarily, because by people we already have to say ain't shlech v'aravera in Kiddushin. And by inanimate objects, we already have a Gemara Bava Kama that you could do Gneva through your chatzar. Meaning, if Rav Sama is only saying that a chatzar has shlech v'aravera, then you don't really have to bring that down. Like, Rav Sam is just saying, well, of course, like, a chatzar is an inanimate object. It has different rules. Like, that was obvious all along. Right? No one would apply Dibri Rabbi Dibri Talmud Dibri Shomei to a chatzar. The Rambam doesn't even say that, right? I mean, the Rambam just writes, if you put your name in your chatzar, even without touching it, you are chayev. So, we know that there's shlech v'aravera by chatzar. He writes when it comes to people, shluchin ashutfin ain't shlech v'aravera. So, we know there's no shlech v'aravera by people. Why do you have to bring down Rav Sam? That's the achronim armadayik. The diuk achronin be shtikas a Rambam v'harif, they say, why didn't they say anything? Because only Ravina is worth saying. He says there's two kinds of people, barchiyuv people and not barchiyuv people. But Rav Sama is not worth saying anything. He just says there's people and there's houses. Yeah, we already know there's a difference between people and houses, because we know by people there's a sugya v'inshlech v'aravera, which we assumed was talking about people. And we know by houses that it says in Bava Kama, you can, if you steal with your house, you're chayav kefil. So one in three people are some of us. So that's the pashup shot. Pashup shot is the shot says he thinks most Rishonim hold like Rav Sama. The Ramah, of course, is based on something. The Ramah is based on the Hagos Maimini Perkei of Hilfa Shlukum Shutfin. Problem is, the shot says there's a Alatar. It's not so clear exactly if that goes when he really means it or really doesn't mean it. The Shach of Kof Pebe. So, Ulai Hagavos Maimonios, but even there it's not so clear whether he really means it or not. So, most Rishonim seem to be on the side of the Shach against the Ramah here. Okay, that's the issue of Psak, important to point out, but where were we? Ah, that's where we were. Okay, let's read on in the Rambam. Sma. The Sma says, why in Shlif Varavera, Chosin with Varavera, the Dibra Ram, Dibra Talmud, Dibra Ni, Shomin. Right, so the Shlif shouldn't have listened. So, okay, and so what if the Shlif shouldn't have listened? So what? Right, I didn't really even tell you the story yet. The Shlif shouldn't have listened. So what if the Shlif shouldn't have listened? Finish the sentence. The shliach shouldn't have listened.
Because it doesn't call.
And what?
Shlichus isn't chal.
Why isn't the shlichus chal? So he shouldn't have listened, but he did listen. Why isn't the shlichus chal?
That's the din.
So says these. So Chaim says that since the shliach shouldn't have listened, it's his responsibility, right? That's not what the Sma says. What does the Sma say? Since the shliach shouldn't have listened,
the shliach didn't
really have a proper das miyuman to him, right? The yachum shliach lomer sevarich shlishal also. So the shliach can say, I didn't really think he would listen. I didn't really tell him to do it. I was joking. Right? I was joking around. I didn't really mean it. So that's Patrick's and say, I wasn't serious about being the man of him. And the Shliach is Chayav. But the Shliach is not a Bar Chiyuva, then of course you knew he would do it. Why wouldn't he do it? He's not a Bar Chiyuva. It's no skin off his back. Not even any sweat off his back. So then you're Chayav. Why does the Sma not just say, like, it's the Shliach's responsibility, like, he's the one who did it. He shouldn't have listened. Why does he need this whole svar that Mishaleach thought he wouldn't do it? That it depends on the psychology, the psychology of the Mishaleach. Because he wants to explain this next Raman. So Mishen Peches, the Raman is a tremendous chiddush. Misha Shalach Shliach Limsar, he has a marker, the marker's from the Rashbates, which is one of the latest I've brought him. Misha Shalach Shliach Limsar, Mashliach Puchsuk Lassos. What if the Shliach is Muchsuk to do the Avera? What if he's a Mummer? Chayav Ha Mishalcho, then the Mishalach is Chayav Yishlichus. The Eng Mummer Yishlich of Avera, hold Muchsuk Kach. Says, hold on. If the Shliach, what if I, Shliach is Huchsuk Bekach, what if I don't know, I hire an experienced hitman to kill someone. Then I'm chayav. Then yeshleich levar avera. What if I don't just tell you go burn my friend's house down, right? I'm not just whatever. So I'm not just a chassidish rebbe and I tell my shamas go burn someone's house down. No. Then he might or might not. I don't know. Would I have predicted he'd burn someone's house down? Lav davka. I don't know. It's hard to burn someone's house down. It's like, it's a big terrifying. You can be afraid of getting in trouble. You can feel guilty. V'chuli v'chuli. But let's say, no, I want to make sure it gets done. Right? So I don't tell my shamas to burn someone's house down. I call the mafia to burn someone's house down. Like, you burn this guy's house and this guy's house and this guy's house and that guy's house down, and you kill this guy and his brother-in-law. So, can you burn one guy's house down? So then they're Muslim Bikak. What do you mean? That's their profession. Of course they're going to do it. So Ramah says, well, if of course they're going to do it, then yesh lich dvar avera. If they're a mummer, then yesh liach li dvar avera. So if I hire a professional thief, here to a maser. If I send someone to maser, it's not my fault. If they did, it's fault. But if I send a professional maserer, then yesh lich dvar avera, and shaleach is chayev. Why? So that's the Sma's coming to explain. What should it make a difference if you're muchzik or not? Hold on. Does divrei rav, divrei talmud, divrei mishomim apply to a mummer and someone's muchzik ba'aviros? You would think it would, right? Meaning, right? Right? Hutra, kevishak, avra, adam avira, shana ba'hutra. Hutra sakadaita, right? There's no such thing, right? We don't believe there's such thing. There's no such thing as not being from. You're not putter from the Torah. If you don't keep the Torah, you're not putter from it, right? If you are a ganef, it's still also for you to be ganef. Right? There's no such thing as being exempt from the Torah. There's always divrei rav. I've killed a million people, now I'm a million and first. Doesn't matter. Divrei rav, divrei talmud, divrei shomim, you should listen to Hashem and not kill the next person. You should do tshuva. So this Ramah is a little tricky. Why should it make a difference if he's a mummer? So that's where the Sma, that's why. Why does the Sma give his shot in the Ramah in Simit Kuf Pei Beis? I assume because he knows what the Ramah says in Shin Pei Ches, right? I mean, the Sma wasn't reading the Ramah for the first time as he wrote his Perish. He knew there were psak in the Ramah in Shin Pei Ches, and he said, why does it make a difference if he's a mummer or he's not a mummer? Either way, it's an Avera. It's just as big an Avera if he's a mummer or if he's not a mummer, right? You could say you're a Reformed Jew. You could say you're a Reformed Jew all you want. You're still chayiv in all 613 mitzvahs as much as an Orthodox Jew. So, I don't know, this guy, the Maser. So what's pshat? Pshat is, divrei rav, divrei talmud, divrei mishomim, and therefore what? So the Sma says in the Ramah, and I think it's mochrach in the Ramah, right? If you assume this Ramah is a general rule, which it definitely seems to be, right? That ain lo when you very whole behochsa bekach. Right? The Shah points out at the end, you could have gotten the same result from a back door. You could have said, if I tell someone who's muchsak to maser, then I'm chayav because he's considered like the goyim and I maser to him.
But that's not what the Rosh sounds like. It sounds like because you don't apply ain shleich levar when he's muchsak bekach. And this is, again, this is another one of these interesting factors that say, well, you know, if you really hold the Rav another shit or such for shot, then muchsak bekach, maybe there should be shleich levar vera.
That's where the smile's coming from. So if you say, what about shliach mochsak bekach? So if you say gzeiras akos of ancient shliach varaveira, so the gzeiras akos of ancient shliach varaveira, that I can't tell someone to do an avera, make a difference between mochsak or not?
Lachora not.
Lachora it should be pashut she'ain shlichus. But if you say that is to the divrei Rav, divrei Tam, divrei Mishalman, explains the Ramah, right? As explained by the Sma, he says, the reason is that the Shaleach didn't think the Shliach would do it. But in this case, okay, this is a this could really have tremendous nafkaminas because often in real halachah ma'isa people send mochsak b'kach people to do not shchutei chutz kind of things, you know, but real like regular like federal crime kind of things. Like people often send mochsak b'kach people to steal for them. I hire a professional to go steal something for me, or I hire a hitman to kill someone for me, or vechule any of these cases. So in that case, the Mishalech would takabi chayiv, according to the Pesach of the Ramah. But what is this? Yeah?
First of all, how come the Sma doesn't take into account the Mishalech at all? If the guy is a professional robber and sends people to rob him, you're saying that...
No, the Shliach's a professional robber.
No, but if the Mishalech does this thing all the time, so how can you say that he didn't have to... He thought the Shliach, why? We're basing on the fact that he's a tzaddik.
No, I don't understand. If the Mishalech was professional, but the Shliach never stole before, then the Mishalech, he doesn't really think necessarily the Shliach will do it.
Why not?
Because who says this guy's really going to steal? Do you know how many people say they're gonna steal and how many people actually steal? The odds are very slim.
So he didn't have das to send him? I mean, he steals all the time.
He steals all the time, and he says, look, I didn't really count on him listening to me. Therefore, it's not my achrayus. It wasn't a serious meeting of shlichos. It was more like a suggestion. It was more of a suggestion, like, I hoped he would steal. I thought it would be cool if he stole. I could get some benefit if he stole. But you can't say I really sent him to steal because I didn't really think he would do it. You know, maybe I was hoping he would do it. It would be nice if he did it. But you can't call that responsibility for something. Right? There's a chisar in the minoi. Even if I'm the most evil person, but this is ma'isa b'chol yom. You never watch movies, right? The evil guy tells his henchman to go kill the hero, and the henchman doesn't. The evil guy would have. Oh, why didn't he kill the hero himself? That's one of the rules of movies, that everyone does illogical things in order to make the plot end the way you want. Okay, but it's... So that's the time of the Sma.
What
aver is there in the Sira? So the... at the very least, it's the aver of Mazik, right? What aver is Mazik is a big mochlus Rishonim. There's a Rene Yonah, the beginning of the Yonah says Mazik is a limbo sigzol. So let's say it's a little sigzol. It's probably worse than that because if you assume that every moser is really a rodeh from nefashos, then it's an aveira to put someone's life in danger, right? To be rodeh. So what aveira is it to be rodeh someone to lead them to die? So it's a grummer, but see, have some levels. That's also a pretty serious aveira. Right? Okay, grumma. Sometimes grumma is not such a big aveira, and some things it is. Okay, what does the Shas say back to him? Imash lechus v'lasu chayim shleach, tinsish gosu ha-rab, rab meaning the Ramah, Shimon, then Tzemach, lo nehi really. V'zel Hashem ha-shveitz, lo teme, shlech veri, lo mifter, right time, el b'Yisrael, and hoax like the Moser, anas, la b'Yisrael, who says, ah, this guy's not a good Jew, he's, can be a shlech levar teira. Moshe goes around helps the Aedus on most of Chusim and Akum, that he's worse than a guy, but Kevin Shekane, English, left time to lift over Shundira Rav. Shem of force machine should make Dibra Rav, I can't show him. Sounds like Ramah. He's a laugh, can't say, well, he shouldn't have listened to me, Dibra Rav. What do you mean? It's before something he doesn't listen to the Divrei Rav. It's before something he doesn't care about the Divrei Rav. Meaning practically, of course he's going to listen to you. Heviya Beis Yosef Sosin Zeb Ein Dvar Nechon Beinai. He admits the Rambah has a Makar and a Leap Yishon Rosh Beis, but it's not true. Lom Bayil Masha Paskar Ramah Bar Rosh Vemu Ke Yosef Veshar Habe Poskin Rav Sama Per Kamad and Siya. For sure, okay, you have to add the Rosh, and we have the Muke Yosef, and the Ran, right? That like Rav Sama, the only shleif of Rav Yehuda Shlomo Bar Yehuahu came to Bar Yehuda Lo Avid and came Shita Chapatim Shaleach. Dachanami Bar Moshe Rav Yehuda Lo Avid. Hey, the Kosev of Hoskim now the old Mashkach shleif of Rav Yehuda Chatzer. But Isa Mashkach not most of Kach. Elavad Moshe Safi. So for sure, we hold like Rav Sama. What's he saying? If you hold like Rav Sama, what's the issue? The issue is either you have free will or you don't. The Moser has free will, even though he never listened to Hashem, he has free will, right? What did the Rishonim say? They said that, oh, well, the only according to Rav Sama, only a Chatzik Rishon of Arger. Why didn't they say Moser? Obviously, according to Rav Sama, what's he trying to say? Obviously, according to Rav Sama, he's not thinking Tosfos Ben Peretz, a producer of Sama. Obviously, according to Rav Sama, we don't care about Divrei Rav. We just care, is this an inanimate object, or is this a person who's acting with free will? So a person acting with free will, he's in his own achrayis. Right? So, of course, if we hold like Rav Sama, then the Rambam is wrong. What's his finish? He says, but even Elafilu Ravina is really interested in Bar Chiyuvu Mechayiv Sholcho Pater. Hacha, the Sof Zeh Sholcho Bar Chiyuvu. Even according to Ravina, it depends on Bar Chiyuvu. He says, the guy stole Bar Chiyuvu. He still has Divrei Rav on him. He doesn't listen, but he should. When the Rambam says that a Maser is worse than a guy, he doesn't mean he's Pater from the Torah. He just means in Psul Eidos, but he's still just as high in Divrei Rav as everyone else. Come up, Mishrolo Bar Chiyuvu. He says, wait, he's still a Bar Chiyuvu, he still is Divrei Rav, and that's why all the poskim wrote Nishlof Bar Chiyuvu, no one ever wrote this idea of the Ramah until 100 years before the Ramah. That proves they all disagree with it. V'od nira da rab l'tame, oz l'sviel le'le elway sim kum b'beiz al kol tolik shashlich bar Chiyuvu, kol chalak yishom alav, ayin sham. Okay, and then he says, Nira, even the Rashbates wasn't sure of this. He was only passing this way because he had old Tamim lit Tzarev, which is that maybe even without Shlichus he did something wrong, so he did Shlichus Yad and did a Mesira, etc. Although he admits the Rashbates says it. He's just saying, maybe he wouldn't have relied on it without other Tzadim. Meaning, what does he say? He says, first of all, the Shach says, I paskin like Rav Sama. I prove him to cook me bays. I prove we should pass like Rav Sama, like the Gersa of the Ran. But even according to Ravina, he's still a Bar Chiyuva. I think what we're trying to say is that, is it so pasha that if you take the Divrei Rav approach, that the Ramah is right? Right? The Ramah is only one very specific way of looking at things. What's a specific way of looking at things? It has to do with what the Mishaleach thought. You could say it's not about what the Mishaleach thought. What's he saying? The Ramah is saying this. Why is the Mishaleach pater? So Taina, the Shliach has no, the Shliach is a bad person, Divrei Rav, Divrei Tam, Divrei Shomer. Why is the Mishaleach pater? Right? Let's go to Divrei Rav. The Mishaleach Pater. Right? Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud sounds like it's talking about why the Shliach is Chayev, right? Meaning, go back to Nuremberg trials, right? They put this guy up. He says, they said, why did you commit crimes against humanity? He said, I was just following my orders. What did they say? Divrei Divrei Talmud, Divrei Mishomin. They said, what do you mean? You weren't supposed to follow your orders. You were supposed to follow Divrei Rav. And therefore, you have no excuse. Okay, what if they had found the guy who gave him orders and brought him to the Nuremberg trials? They might have hung him also, right? After all, maybe they're both, they both deserve to be punished. What potters the Mishaleach? Why is the Mishaleach potter? So says the Sma, right? Because, right, he thought the Shliach wouldn't do it. Again, thought the Shliach wouldn't do it, it sounds a little naive. I don't mean I really thought the Shliach wouldn't do it. What he means is he didn't really think he would do it. Right? It was like a suggestion. It was like an open question. It was like, who knows what'll happen. He wasn't really serious about counting on the guy to do it. So you can't say, why did you tell him to do it? Didn't you know he would listen to you? He's like, I didn't know he'd listen to me. I was just not making a suggestion. Okay, anyone have a different answer? Are there other explanations or only the Sma?
Because there's no such thing as Shlichus and something like this.
Why not?
That everyone's their own autonomy.
And so, but why? So why isn't there shlichus?
It's not a.
So I think what Sam's trying to say, if you'll let me use my slightly different lashon, I think what Sam's trying to say is, why is it mufka from shlichus? Because what does shlichus mean? Shlichus means I tell you to do something, and shlichus means that you're doing it because you follow my orders. But in a dvar aveira, are my orders a good reason for you to do it? What's really going through your head? I send Josh. Josh, could you burn a guy's house down, right? Let's say I'm in Gruss. I don't know. There's one guy. Truth is, I own all the houses here, right? It's not a very good, I don't own anything. I just work here. But let's say, I'm the guy upstairs in the office who also just works here. I don't know, whatever. I'm the chairman of the board, right? And I got my relatives on row of the board, so I own the whole place, right? And there's one guy who I don't like. He gives me trouble. He keeps arguing with me. So I'd say, Josh, do me a favor. Just go burn the guy's house down, right? So tell me if this is what you mean, Sam. Is Josh burning the house down because I told him to? What goes through Josh's head? Bednarsh told me to burn the house down, but
God told me
not to burn the house down. Who am I going to listen to?
You should listen to God.
But you decide to listen to me.
I really want to burn the house down.
So hold on a second. So you, God's command is mevatel my orders. You're not doing it because of my orders, because you had higher orders being mevatel. I don't understand. I'm the army. I get a cable, right? The sergeant tells me to attack. And then I get another cable, the general tells me not to. So, hold on. I don't have orders to attack. If I decide to attack, am I really deciding to attack because I'm just following the sergeant? I'm deciding to attack because I decided that I wanted to attack anyway. Is that what you're saying, Sam?
Yes.
And what do we call that? Maybe you could call that a daiti denafshika of it. The Gemara doesn't use that phrase in this context. Maybe this is a daiti denafshika of it, meaning you can't say that you were mitzurif to me. You can't say that you were doing it as an extension of me, because my orders were betalim, because of Hashem's orders. So why did you do it anyway? You didn't do it anyway because you were following me. Who am I to follow compared to Hashem? You did it because you decided to go against Hashem. So in a regular shliach, what you're doing is you're being mevatel your das to me and following me. That's why it's valid shlichus. It's what am I doing? I'm just doing what the mishalech wants me to. But over here, the mishalech is not a good reason for you to follow. His orders are mevatel. The general cabled you and was mevatel the sergeant's orders. Right? So why did you decide to attack anyway? You weren't deciding to follow the sergeant. You know there's no such thing as following the sergeant when the general says otherwise. You were deciding because you made your own decision, because you wanted to do it for your own purposes. So therefore, any shlich levar aveira, he's really, I don't mean what he's thinking at the time. He might be dim-witted, for all I know. What I mean is, philosophically, what he's thinking at the time is he is making his own decision to do it on his own, because my orders are batel klapei Hashem. There's no such thing as he was just listening to orders. You were not just listening to orders. You knew those orders, that shlichos is not... Well, it was not serious. You knew you shouldn't listen to him. If you decided to do it, you decided on your own initiative. Hold on. If he did it on his own initiative, that breaks the shlichus, because he's not doing because of me. So it's similar to the sma, but it's not a matter of psychology, what I think. It's a matter of din. Alpi din, adaite v'nafshe ka'avid, Alpidin, Adaiti, Nafshikovit. Dibber Rabbi, Dibber Tamad, Dibber Shulman. Alpidin, he wasn't doing it because I told him to. He was doing it because he decided on his own. If you do it because you decide on your own, that's not Shlichas anymore. That would be an interesting question. Forget about Tvar Veira. I send you to, you have to come up with a good example for this. I send you to, and go back to the Gemara. I send you to write a get for my wife. Right? When you sit down, you say, you know what? I don't really care if you want to be write a get to write this get or not. I just want to write it on my own because I want to practice writing get. So then it's a puzzle get. right? Because you weren't writing b'shlichus, you're a daita d'nafshigavid. There's a concept called a daita d'nafshigavid, even if you do what I told you to do. But if you don't do it because of my orders, you do it on your own decision, then that's not shlichus anymore. A daita d'nafshigavid is mafkia shlichus. That's what Sam is claiming. I think it's a very logical idea. And if you said it was a din, not that I didn't think you would listen, but I don't have a proper minoy for you to listen. Because my minoy bottles Hashem's minoy, and therefore you're not doing it because of my orders, you're doing it on your own. Not in terms of what anyone thinks will happen. Who knows what'll happen? But in terms of, theoretically, you are not doing this because of my orders, because my orders are bottled, you're doing this on your own. That's a daitiv nafshikavid.
And how much coercion? To what extent is it considered a shlichus versus an element of coercion? I.e., let's say that the shaliach has no choice about it for some reason.
You mean, let's say I tell him I'll shoot him if he doesn't steal, right?
I mean, that's pretty clear, because then that's, as in, you know, if it's a yarab, he's going to die, then.
Okay, so then what do you mean? We could still say Divrei Rabbi, Divrei Tama, Divrei Shomer, right? Even if I say, right, I'm going to steal from you if you don't help me steal, that still is irrelevant. So maybe you could say it's a chalos v'adaita d'nafshigavid, because there's no such thing as following orders that are against Hashem's orders, because there aren't a Divrei Tama. They were overridden by the Divrei Rav. Again, this soldier is, I don't know what he's thinking in his head. Who knows what kind of silly svaris he could have in his head. But when he goes in front of the court martial, right, when he goes in front of the court martial, he did it on his own. He's like, what do you mean you were following? There were no orders. The orders were gone. You did it on your own. And not just he's responsible. Okay, shkoyim, so he's a bad soldier. But like, the sergeant had nothing to do with what happened. Like, they asked the sergeant, why did you attack? He's like, what do you mean? I gave orders, those orders were bottled. Nothing to do with me anymore.
I'm not saying that the Mishaleach is also fired or only fired.
That is an excellent question. He doesn't say explicitly. He doesn't say explicitly. That's a machlokas in the Achronim Kiddushin, if Yesh Lev Arvira, are they both Chayav or only Mishaleach? But the Rambam doesn't say explicitly. Anyone have a possible... Okay. Anyone have any other theories as to why Mishaleach is Potter?
I mean, it could be related to the question of, you know, why I can't appoint a Shaleach to collect a chov for me. There's certain things that I can appoint a shliach to do. There are other things that I can't appoint a shliach to do. And then even no matter what I say...
No, but that has nothing to do with Divrei Rav anymore. Because when it comes to appointing shliach, it has to do with my bailus over it. Then you're on the other side of the chakira. Okay, let me ask you a simple question. What is the shop? So, this is the Rambam on this farm. But... you could say... Divrei HaRav v'chuli still applies because Al Pi Din, right? Adate din nafshei ka'avid. Okay, we're going to have to stop in the middle here. Let's just try to go through Shlachtai and Ragamar and see how it fits into the lumbus we explained. This is, by the way, the basic lumdus, at least so far, of Einshlich v'Aravera, right? Is it about the Shliach or about the Mishaleach? It is Xeris and Kasim. Or is it Divrei Rav, Divrei Tama, Divrei Mishomen? Nafkamina, the first obvious Nafkamina seems to be Ravina and Rav Sama. Ravina is looking at whether the Shliach should have listened or not. Rav Sama says, I don't care if the Shliach should have listened or not. Xeris and Kasim, there's no Shliachos for Averos. Although Tosfos and Parrot said they're both looking at the Shliach. Nafkamina for Shogay, that is very clear. The Tosos keep saying, like in Kiddushin, it's because of Divrei Rav, Divrei Tama, it only applies to Mazin. If you're Shogay, it doesn't apply. While the Ritva says, no, the whole point is Xeris and Kasim, and we don't care if we should listen to Shogay Mazin. It's just a Xeris and Kasim, which is what the Shach says also. Except we have a few Svaras to say, even I'll be Divrei Rav, you could still say Einshlich v'Aravera b'Shogay. We had three Svaras. And the last issue was the famous Chiddush the Ramah, about what if the shliach is mochsek b'kach, which again, that's very common in actual shlichus v'aravira. Shailas, what if the shliach is a mummer? So if it's a gzeres agasa, who cares if the shliach is a mummer? If it's divrei talmid, then yesh ladon. Hold on. Why does divrei talmid pass to the shaleach? The smad, the Ramah say, because he didn't think he would do it. But if he's mochsek,
then taka yei shlichus. But if you take a different approach, that it ponders him not because of psychology, because Alpi did adapted the nafshik of it. My order is batal to Hashem's order, and he's working on his own. Therefore, he's not working for me. It's mafkiya the shlichus. What do you mean? Shlichus means you're doing because of me. Here, there is no because of me. I'm batal. My command is meaningless halachically. You weren't following my command. I didn't have a command halachically. My words were empty words halachically. Then you would not go as far as the Rambah. Let me just go through our Gemara and see how this fits into our Gemara. Go back to Ravina. I'm Ravina. Hey, from Ravina, she's looking very happy. Elamiata, Ha'omer le'isha ve'evet. Right in Ravina, we said we're pretty sure is working within Dibir of Dibir Talmud. Ha'omer le'isha ve'evet suvginvuli v'lavnechiyuvan in Rochanam and Chai Shulchan. What's the Gemara saying? And Isha and Evan are not bnei chiyuva. What are we, why is it? Why are Isha and Evan not bnei chiyuva on Gneva?
They have no money to pay back. Just had to pay.
Because hold on, let's go through this first. Because I don't really think. What does it mean? They're not bnei chiyuva. I really think they'll do it because, like, why shouldn't they? Hold on. If it's about whether they think they'll do it, what's the happy? And Isha and Evan are not bnei chiyuva. Because they don't have an Isser of Gneva? Are an Ish and Evet Isser of Gneva? Yeah. Is a woman just, is it just bad if a woman steals if a man steals? Yeah. It's just that, right? They don't have to pay. So what's Pshat? Let's take the Sma. The Sma says I'm Potter because I didn't think they would do it. I didn't think a woman would steal. Right. No. I'm sorry. Let's go back to this stage in the Gemara. The Havamina of Isha Isha Ve'eved Yesh Shlichus L'Dvaravera L'Gneva. Right? There is Shlichus L'Dvaravera for a woman and Eved to steal. Does that make sense for the Sma? What's the Sma saying? Well, a Bar Chiyuva, I don't think will do it. But a La Bar Chiyuva, then of course I think they'll do it. Why shouldn't they? Do I think a woman will steal? What's the Hamina? I think the woman will steal because she doesn't have to pay back. Right? Really? Anyone who doesn't have to pay back, you think they'll do an Avera? Is that a good Svara? About whether you have to pay back? Or about whether Hashem told you. What is it about? Whether Hashem told you, right? So, according to the Sma, Sarah Ian this Havamina. Now, hold on. What's the Chat? Is this only a Havamina? What do you say in the Maskana? Do we say in the Maskana, who cares, there's still Muzer and Lo Sigzal? Let me give you Eger's Kasha here. What do we say in the Maskana? They are chayav to pay. What does this havmina sound like? The yisod of this havmina is that it depends on chiyuv onesh, not iser lav. Of course, a woman has an iser lav gneiva, but she doesn't have the onesh. Then we should have shlichus. From the Sma's perspective, really, just because she doesn't have the onesh, I think she's going to steal. Why would I think someone's going to steal just because they won't get? I mean, what if someone won't get caught? I really think you're going to steal? No, it should have to do with the Isser, right? It should have to do with the Isser. What if I take the second shot of a Daite Dinafshi comment? What if I take the second shot of a Daite Dinafshi comment? What do you think?
Same thing.
Do you think that it should depend on the Isser or on the Chiyuv Tashlumin? It should depend on the Isser. Basically, this line in the Gemara all of a sudden doesn't make any sense. Why do we care whether they have to pay? We should care whether they have an Isser or not, right? And even in the Chi of this line in the Gemara, they don't say, you see, we would have been happy if it said, ah, Isha and Evan are not Bar Chiyuva because they don't have to pay. Nah, they are Bar Chiyuva because it says Lo Sigzol. But that's not what they say. They say, no, Taka, they do have to pay. Right? Okay, so what's this? Havmina and Toshav Shad and Maskana is that it doesn't depend if you have a lav or not. It depends if you have a Chiyuv Tashlumin or not. Why should that be? Why should it depend on whether you have a Chiyuv Tashlumin or not? If it's a matter of psychology, whether they thought you would listen, then that should depend on whether there's a lav. If it's a matter of a daitid nafshigav, that should depend on whether there's a lav. What's the hamia that depends on the onish? And maybe even the maskana, right? Pashim shot of the maskana.
I mean, you could try to tie in that half idea in Tosfot that, you know, working within Rava, dealing with the Kohen that is Mekadesh, Grusha, and that, yeah, but it's only when he's bowled her that the lav retroactively really kicks in. So you could say something along the lines of they're feeling like the lav only really kicks in when they're chai of the onesh. And since it's, you know, to some extent about how they
perceive... For the sma, you're saying, what's the happening to Gemara? Yeah. That since the woman doesn't have to pay, I think she'll listen because she doesn't really feel the divrei harav.
Exactly. She doesn't understand how chamor it is or whatever.
She doesn't understand how chamor it is. You mean it like the Yisrael for the Grusha. Yeah. Okay. So
I'm not saying it's great, but...
Yesh lahazbir v'dochak sheh... She sover who she ha'isha tignov ki ein lav digneva chamor be'ineha. That's what Josh is saying, right? Meaning, okay, we can rescue this havmina. How do we rescue the havmina? That we say, well, maybe this v'shlich v'arvera for an isha to steal, because I really think the isha will steal. Why? Because since she doesn't have to pay, I think she won't take this lav seriously. And if she won't take the lav seriously, then I really mean she should do it. Right? That's what Josh is saying.
You can also say something similar.
You can rescue for the sma. Daiti nafshi is going to be a little harder, because that's more theoretical. I'll be dead.
No, because daiti nafshi, it... Fine, it's not about, you know, her psychology at that exact moment, but specifically an Ishan and Eved who are going to listen to their Baal or their Baal, you know, as opposed to...
Don't say the husband center. Anyone center.
Okay,
but yeah, you don't have a better shot. Hold on. You read this Gemara. It didn't bother you about the Svar of the Ishan and Eved was?
Very much
so. It bothered you very much so. Good, okay. You said, hold on a second. What do you mean, Lav Bnei Chiyuva? They don't have to pay, but... They still have lo tignov, like they still have divrei harav, right? Just because they don't have to pay doesn't mean there's no divrei harav, right? So what's pshat?
You suggest that an Eben and Isha not really brushut atzman that much, and therefore they're not really a dadik nafshei.
That's me a little hard. I mean, it's not the husband who told her necessarily. I think pshat is Daniel, Josh. I think you might have to say a third pshat here in order to explain this line of the Gemara. And this is what makes this very tricky. Like this chakira, divrei harav versus gzeiras hakasa. It's a famous chakira in all the achronim. Then you have to get into it and say, va'azma. Right? Divrei harav, divrei talmud, divrei shomen. And therefore, why is mishleach pater? So one pshat is, and therefore he didn't really think he would do it. It's a begam in the seriousness of the minoy. Second shot is, and therefore, adati nafshi, it's a begam and the tzirf to the mishaleach. Or I thought you could say, very simple, why is mishaleach pater? Because shliach is chayav, and only one person can be chayav. Maybe the reason the mishaleach is pater is not because he didn't have a valid shlichus. The reason the Mishleich is Pater is because, now again, this is a significant difference between the secular law, criminal law that we're used to, and Dine Torah. Everyone knows in secular criminal law, if a bunch of people got together and made a plan and ended up doing a crime, you punish them all as if they did the whole crime. Right? But in Halacha, that's not true. You only punish the one who actually did it. You don't punish all the accomplices. Right? In Halacha, you don't punish everyone who's part of the plan. So it could be that why is the Mishaleach Pater? The Mishaleach is only Pater. The Mishaleach doesn't have an excuse. He doesn't have a practical excuse of, I wasn't serious when I told him to do it. He doesn't have a formal excuse of, his actions weren't mitzuref to me because he had too much daita d'nafshi to overcome Hashem. That was on his own das, and now he's not mitzuref to me anymore. Maybe the Mishaleach is only Pater because the Shliach is Chayev. Because we can't be Mechayev two people for the same Avera. Yeah, and you can't say it depends who has more money, like they do, again, in court, in tort law, etc. You know, joint and several, the chule. No. If one guy is chayiv, then the next guy is pater.
So maybe that would explain the Havni and the Gemara very well. If you assume Isha the Eved, they might be Muzer and Lo Tigno. But the Havamina is, but they're potter from Chiyuv Gneva. Then you'd say, well, then the Mishaleach is Chayiv. Because someone has to be Chayiv, and he was a real Mishaleach. Meaning we're assuming Ein Shlichus of Arbeir means there is Shlichus. It's just that we don't punish both of you, and the Shlichus is worse. Right? But what if the shliach is not a bar chiyuva? What does bar chiyuva mean? The shliach doesn't get the chiyuv. It's not about whether the shliach is muzar lechatchila. If b'diavad the shliach doesn't have an onesh because we think nashim v'avadim are potter from onshei gneiva, then the shliach should get the onesh because he really did send him to do it. There's no pgam in the shaldeach shlichas. The pgam is in the shliach's excuse. It's really just is the chiddush. I shouldn't say I have no marker for this. I mean, I saw this a few places in some contemporary Achronim. I just didn't write down where. But what I'm claiming, this train is Kiddush, that there really is no Ptor of the Mishaleach. Ein Shlich Zvar Avera just means there's a Chi of Shliach. The Shliach has no excuse. Meila, the side effect of the Shliach not having an excuse is that he's Chayiv. And you can't be Mechayiv both of them. But in this case, then we don't care about the Azhara. The lav, we care about the chi of onesh. If the shliach is not a bar chi of the onesh, like the hav mina of isha ve'eved, then the onesh goes back to the mishaleach. The onesh goes to someone. He was mishaleach him. I mean, the mishaleach doesn't have an excuse. That's the three deus. The mishaleach have a practical excuse, have a formal excuse, or the mishaleach has no excuse. Just luckily we didn't get him because we found someone else. But if you say the mishaleach has no excuse, there's no excuse to Mishaleach someone the Dvar Avera. It's just that the Shliach is worse than you, so we get him first. But if the Shliach is not a Bar Chiyuva of the Onesh, then we should go to the Mishaleach. And what does the Gemara say back? The Gemara says, I accept that. If the Shliach wasn't a Bar Chiyuva of the Onesh, we would go to the Mishaleach. But the Ishav Eved is a Bar Chiyuva of the Onesh. They have to pay later. So if they have to pay later, then the Onesh goes on them. This is a Machudish way of understanding the Ptur of the Mishaleach. I'll leave it to Divrei Harav, but I think it's Machrach from this line in our Gemara. Just what can you say? You could say it's mukher from this line in the Gemara that three is the right pshat. Or you could say, look, what all they were saying in this line in the Gemara is that no matter what, these guys are so bar chiyuvas that there's nothing to talk about. But Lamaskana, once we answer the question, we can go on to whatever pshat we want. So this is actually this is a Gemara, right? If 10 people hit him with sticks at the same time, so then they're potter time. Yeah.
Why would that make a difference?
When it comes to actual joint and several tort liability issues, like for example, if I push your shore into someone else's, if my ox knocks your ox into Aaron's boar, then it gets much more complicated. The sugya is much more difficult to understand. There might actually be joint and several liability in that case. By that, joint and several liability just means that everyone has to pay all of it, just whoever has the money pays. Not really. Not to the full extent that we mean it nowadays. Only to a limited extent, and that might be unique, that might be different. So I wouldn't bring, if you're interested, be mine in that sugya, but it's still more complicated than that.
If you're working for why we're Machai, generally the Shliach is considered
the Shliach, he didn't have a, and he had no excuse.
Right, so what does it mean? Why would Tashlumin change the blame? Could we feel bad for the guy who got hurt?
No. Meaning, what do you mean? Mechayev means Mechayev Tashlumin. Meaning, why are we Mechayev? If I send you to steal, why is Bez Mechayev you? Because you're Chayev and you have no excuse. But if I send a woman to steal, Bez can't be Mechayev her. She's Pasha from Gneiva.
The whole city of Shivadar is only Klape, the Indian of Tashlumin, but not
Onish. Only Klape Onish. It's only for the I understand what you're saying. What you're saying is, according to me, does that mean the Shaleach's always over the lav? And then you'll say this before she gets the Gemara, which says he's only over Dina Zuta, right?
Sure.
So although you could say the lav is Dina Zuta. The Gemara says Mefurish, that Ein Shliach Bar Avera, the Shliach gets a Dina Rabba
from Hashem, and the Mishaleach gets a Dina Zuta from Hashem. So the simple shot is the Mishaleach's not over the Lav, he's just over and Grumma and etc. So he gets a Dina Zuta. But I'm saying in Shemayim, I'm not sure. I might be willing to say that even in Shemayim, I get the same onesh for being Mishaleach, and that's what Dina, and even a Dina Zuta is a real onesh. Or I could say that even in Shemayim, since you get the lav, I don't get the lav. Even in Shemayim, only one person gets the lav. In which case, I'd have to be Nidchak here in this line in the Gemara to say that the Isha gets the lav, but the Mishaleach gets the Chiyuv Teshlumin. But I can handle that.
Meaning,
I can swallow that if I have to.
So then it's less about that we're both at fault. The point is that we need one full result of being over a lot. There's two demons in that.
We're both at fault, but whoever is most at fault takes the penalty. So if we're both Bar Chiyuv, the Shliach takes the penalty. And if the Shliach can't take the penalty because he's not a Bar Chiyuv, then I take the penalty. That's what I'm claiming.
But the Shliach is more at fault, why? Because of Reira, right?
No, the Shliach is more at fault because he didn't be a Dayan. That's more at fault.
Right, and so too here, she didn't be a Dayan.
Right, so she's more at fault, but she is not a Bar Chiyuva in the penalty of Kneva. She's Pater from Tashlumei Kneva. The Torah Patered women from Tashlumei Kneva in the Havmina. So therefore, I have to take the fall.
Okay, but I thought we were focusing more on the lav now, no? Are we saying that the Isha is probably the lav itself, not just the tashlumin?
No, what I'm saying is the din of Eishlech Levaravera is about the tashlumin here. And then if you ask me, what about the lav? Say, I don't know about the lav. Maybe it's also about the lav. Maybe she gets lav. Maybe he gets lav. I don't care. I'm not interested in that right now.
Okay.
I'm open-minded. Whatever you do, I can get out. I can get out of it. Okay, it's getting a little late. Let's take two very short questions.
What if she doesn't have any money?
Ah, so that's exactly the maskana of the Gemara. Meaning every married woman has no money, right? Until she gets divorced.
Well, once she gets divorced, she has no money, let's say. So does it go back to the...
No, because she still owes the money. Meaning that's maskana of the Gemara. Maskana of the Gemara is just because you have no money doesn't mean you didn't get the onesh. That's called getting the onesh. You owe the money.
But if she can't pay, and Mishaleach has responsibility, partial responsibility.
No, but it doesn't matter because she is chayav in tashlumin. Meaning she owes the money now. Doesn't matter if she can or can't pay the full. She owes the money. That's the chiyuv. That's maskana the Gemara. Maskana the Gemara is since she owes the money, that's the chiyuv. Ah, when will she pay? She'll pay when she can, or she won't pay when she can. What if she never gets divorced? Right? What if she? What if she dies a married woman? No. That's what's going to come with that. Being high of the money is already the onesh whether you pay or not.
Why can't we say that nobody pays? In other words, the Mishaleach also doesn't pay because he got out on a technicality.
What technicality?
That she really shouldn't have been, it was her responsibility not to do it, and she should have known better.
Exactly my first two pshatim, but then they don't work in the Gemara.
No, but saying
the Gemara says Mishaleach does pay.
No, but in other words, really, really, she's chayav, but she's out on a technicality. He's also out on a technicality. Why do you have to revert back and say that he's chayav? Why don't you just say that nobody's chayav? Huh?
Because I'm trying to explain the line of the Gemara that says he's chayav. You're trying to say, according to my third shot, according to my third shot, because Shlucha Shalek and Moshe and Shalek is always potentially chayav.
No, but once you say Divya,
what you're saying is the first thing shot.
You're right. No, but
the Shliach. And Achanami. All your...
I out of technicality, so also the Mishaleach is out of technicality. Because once he did something... You know, we know that that was somebody who's Mishaleach to do an Aveira, it's the Shliach's responsibility or not, depending on whether technically...
Look, my third shot is saying it's also Mishaleach's responsibility.
Why?
Because Shluchas Lodin Kamosa. Because the Mishaleach doesn't have an excuse. He doesn't have a practical excuse. Maybe he didn't know he would do it, or he should have suspected he would do it. And he doesn't have a formal excuse because we don't say that Svara. Okay, we have to stop now. We'll have to come back and fill in some more details later. Hopefully what I tried to do today is two things. First, start with the Gemara in Kiddushin. And again, this is also classic, like, You don't need any methodology to come with Chatira here. You just need to open up any Rishonim or Achronim. Just open up any page of Sofan Aruch or any Ritva, and you get like a whole Chatira here. But even if you didn't, the methodology is the Gemara in Kiddushin starts with Svara, ends with Gzeiras HaKasuv. The question always is in such cases, you know, when you the end of the Gemara sounds different than where you started, are you really getting back to where you started, or have you really changed your tune? And we had a chakira as to whether it's a din the shliach or a din the shaleach. We had a few nafkaminas. We didn't fill in a lot of other issues from our Gemara, but the reason we didn't is because then I decided we have to go a little deeper, even if it means having sub-formulations, because we don't really understand either side of this chakira properly yet. You know, divra avidibriya talmud, we understand why the shliach is chayiv, we don't understand why the shaleach is punter, and it turns out we one shot in the sma. But a lot of people rejected that shot of the Sma and that Ramah. As the Shach says, no one agrees with this Ramah. Even people who agree with him on the Lamdas don't agree with him on this. So we need another formulation. So we came up with another formulation with the help of Sam. And that formulation was a little abstract, but we were still willing to be somewhat on it. But then we started reading the Gemara, and we saw that neither of our formulations worked for this line in the Gemara. So we came up with a third formulation why the Mishaleach was Potter, which is a little radical, but I think Mokra from this line in the Gemara. And then the question is, okay, it's Mokhar in this line of the Gemara. Does that mean that it has to carry through the whole Sugya, or could it only be the Havmin in this line? That's an open question. So what I want to come back to next time is read all the rest of the lines of the Gemara, try to fit them into these possibilities, and perhaps even go back to Gzeiras HaKasuv. Now, in Gzeiras HaKasuv, we don't necessarily need to explain more, but still, maybe even within the Gzeiras HaKasuv, we'll have to investigate a little more and say, what's the nature of this Gzeiras HaKasuv? Exactly why is the Gzeiras HaKasuv telling us there's no Shlichus V'Aravera? And we'll come back to that and fill in the rest of the details of Mirtz Hashem next time. And I think we might have time next time to finish up the discussion of these details and even go on to the next Makor sheet, which I will send out. The only one marker which I'll urge you to add, even if I forget to send it out on the Makorah sheet, is the Maria Buhav in the sheet of the Retzes Diberasal Mai Beinayhu. He says, a guy is not a Bar Chiyuva in Gzela. Does that sit right with you? Right, meaning there's only seven of them. It shouldn't be that hard to keep track of them. Maria Buhav should have been able to remember all seven. Right? So obviously he has something up his sleeve. So just look at that Maria Buhav and see if you can figure out what he has up his sleeve in terms of why Goy is not a bar for you. But in Gezel, I think that a lot to do with some of the ideas that we just developed now, and we'll fill that in next time as well.